It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Uncle Sam searching your search engines. Searches. Oh, my. You can join chat room, Denpen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook via Facebook Live and Zoom. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. I am your host, Davin Roseblatt. I am joined, I think, by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Better than your tech. Well, soon we'll be seeing Joe and Pip. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show is telling students to behave racist. You were a teacher. Maybe you're a big old racist.
I'm a big racist on the show, that you remember.
I would not forget. How your vaccination status may affect whether you can get a needed organ. The government knows what you've been browsing, you filthy animal. I'll tell you about a few scams going around, an outstanding display of spite, and why it's never good to piss off the wedding photographer. Scamming scammers in Michelle's many moods as she shifts change from love to moody bitch. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So much to get to. So much things I want to talk about. Real quick off the top, a couple of current events are not on the show prep list, but I figured real quick hits on this that are people are talking about. The Dave Chappelle trans jokes, cancel him, Netflix special controversy. And as Joe put, you can't cancel him because he already canceled himself. That's what Joe put on. It is a good line, although really what he did was he canceled a lot of people that were working for him that don't have the millions that he had. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. So here's the... it's a fine joke. And by the way, I do not like your stance. But as far as funny, you're Dick El Dorado, very good. I didn't know to like it or not. I'm like, I don't agree with what he's saying at all, but it's very funny. So so I'll tell you, but I won't put it on social media where it'll live on forever. I will just tell you here where nobody hears it.
Dick El Dorado, see, that's what I like doing Dick El Dorado, because I could, you know, I can make my point and sprinkle it with absolute nonsense. It's the same thing with Archie Bunker. You know, you could say things, you know, he's absolutely stupid, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So absolutely stupid. That's a segue to Dave Chappelle. So Dave Chappelle, revered by many comics, not me. I don't really, he's not my style. He's not my, but you know, whatever. Comics love him. I don't give a shit. Have I seen this special, this one? No, I really don't watch any comedy specials anymore. Actually, the last comedy special I saw was probably Dave Chappelle's when he was doing an outside thing during the height of COVID-19. And it was more interesting than funny, which is what I find Dave Chappelle most of the time, more interesting than funny. But Dave Chappelle has been lifted to this status where I guess he's the new Carlin, even though he's not. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's just my personal thing. So so he made some anti-trans jokes. It's a complicated thing here. First of all, you have to remember who he was defending was J.K. Rowling. Who's J.K. Rowling? The writer for Harry Potter. A very, very rich bitch. Who's Dave Chappelle? A very, very rich guy. So they are very powerful people. Trans people are not powerful people. Trans black people often wind up the victims of violence, rape, homicide, and often kill themselves.
Yes.
So, he was punching down. We've talked about this before. We generally don't punch down on this show. It's just a choice we made.
Just at each other.
Well, because we're all equally low. So he's punching down. Anytime you punch down, you're going to get blowback.
Yes.
That's what it is. Dave Chappelle is a minority, but he's an extremely powerful person now.
Yes.
People that are trans generally do not have power. I can't think of any that are as powerful as Dave Chappelle. Now, does that mean Dave can't do the joke? What? RuPaul's not a trans. RuPaul's a cross-dresser.
That's true.
Not trans. Completely different.
Yeah.
Does that mean Dave Chappelle can't do the joke? No. Doesn't mean that at all. He can do whatever he wants. He's a comedian. Just like you could say whatever you want. Now, for Dave Chappelle, is this what being canceled is like? No, Dave Chappelle, because you have power. And here's why you have power. He's making fun of it. Basically, Netflix invested a lot of money in Dave Chappelle. It's like $50 million. It might be more money. Maybe Joe knows. Maybe Pip knows. Yeah. To do these comedy specials. The business model for Netflix, as I believe, is not advertiser-based. It is subscription-based. And as I believe one of the executives, might even be the CEO of Netflix, said, because they're getting blowback within their company, said, listen, our subscribers like comedy, and they like Dave Chappelle. We're not removing it. Which is fine. I'm not calling for them to remove it or either. But you have to understand why Dave Chappelle can kind of get away with this, whereas if he was a comic who has a sitcom on ABC, CBS, TNT, TBS, all these ones that have advertisers, you couldn't necessarily get away with it. So let's not put Dave Chappelle on this exalted pedestal. Do I think he should be censored? No, I don't think he should be censored. Do I think he's a hero? No, I think he's a little fucking disappointing, if I may be honest.
Sure.
And I'll tell you why. Because I look at comedians who come from disadvantage on some level. Like, I look at Jon Stewart. Is he disadvantaged? No, but I don't know what his background is. I think middle class, but he was Jewish. What has Jon Stewart done with his power? And Jon Stewart is a powerful man. Jon Stewart attack politicians. I know he goes after the right, but he's also going after the left too. Punching up. That is traditionally what comedy does. That's what's originated with the court jester. What does he do when he's not doing that? He was advocating for the 9/11 first responders. You know, he was going to Congress and Senate and shaming them and sticking up for, we think of the police and the fire and the EMTs as being powerful people, but in this case, they were people without power. They were trying to get their health care that they deserved, and Jon Stewart used his power. So that's what I look to. So, you know, should Dave Chappelle be canceled? No, not at all. You couldn't cancel him if you wanted to. Just look at Joe's Facebook page. You couldn't cancel Chappelle if you wanted to. Is Chappelle a hero? No, he's not a hero. Chappelle was punching down, which he's allowed to do, and he was sticking.
Hold on, let me finish my thought.
And he was sticking up for another rich person. J.K. Rowling is the last person that needs to be stuck up for. Now, it's funny, because, and I'll let you jump in here, Joe. I remember when, like, J.K. Rowling said she's not making any more Harry Potter movies. And this is when my wife, who's still really into it, and my daughter were really into it. Oh, they're not going to make any more. I go, relax. She's going to make more. How do I know that? Because she likes money. Just like George Lucas wasn't making any more Star Wars. And she made the prequels. And she opened up the store. And she opened up, and she has the theme parks. And she's got the Broadway show. She's a very, very powerful person. And I don't begrudge her that. It's fine. But Dave Chappelle is not a hero. He's a comic, and you can hate him or you love him, but he's certainly not virtuous. Now go, Joe.
Dave Chappelle, what he did is, and you're saying that these groups of people are powerless. Basically, they're holding all the cards lately, where if there's something that they don't like to the contrary, they could disrupt your career. No.
They can disrupt your career. They can disrupt my career. They can't touch Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
They still are at a point in this country where they're a minority, and their lifestyle is not really approved by a lot, but we're supposed to sit here and be enamored about it.
No, hold on. Let me stop you there, because you don't have to be enamored with it. I think it would be unfair. Hold on. I think it would be unfair for them to ask people to be enamored with their lifestyle, just like I don't expect you to be enamored with my lifestyle. So I get that, where people feel like you're throwing it in my face. I get that. No, I don't really want to see any lifestyle in my face. But this is what I put on social media. I wrote a joke about this, and maybe I'll do it on stage. I don't fucking care how somebody identifies, whether they're fluid, male, gay, something, either or. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. The only time I ever did, like, I did a rant on the thing was when they started doing symbols, when they started adding plus signs, because that's like Prince. Like, what are we doing here? I don't care. I don't understand why people get worked up about it. You know, it doesn't affect me how Pip Helix identifies it. If Pip Helix tells me I want to identify as a man, I go, okay. In Pip's company, I will refer to Pip as a man. Why? Because she's a person and that's what she wants. It doesn't matter what I think. If it makes Pip feel better and go about her day, I will call Pip Helix sir. Because it doesn't affect me at all. What does affect me is if Pip Helix is a fucking moron. That affects me. Stupid people affect me. I rail against it all the time. And that shit affects all of us. Stupidity affects all of us. If you want to get angry at people that are willfully stupid. Joe identifies as a straight man, I don't give a shit. I don't need Joe to drop his cock and prove how straight he is or how male, that it might be a little gay. It's like, so I get Joe's point that, you know, he doesn't want to be scolded by them. Right. I get Joe's point. But I'm just saying the other point is, why do we care? Go on, Joe.
Yeah, but basically how it's been, and I'm concerned why I'm trying to get on here, and
You keep on disappearing. You're there, and then you're not. I would submit that your internet identifies as dial-up.
That's funny. What are your pronouns?
Slow and not on. Why is Joe shoving his slow internet connection down our throats?
Ooh, wait, say that again slower.
I don't care if Joe has a slow internet connection, but I now see Joe's point. It is affecting me. Joe's slow internet connection is actually affecting me. So we will let, well, there's Joe. Well, we'll let Joe effort this. If you have anything different to add.
No, I understand what you're saying, and that I think that there's a pendulum in society for any people who have been oppressed.
What's going on?
What's the matter?
I want to make sure you're...
Am I on?
No, that was off.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do I look louder now?
Yes.
You okay.
Fine now.
Okay, thank you.
For some reason, that got shut off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, the pendulum always swings when there are oppressed people, and they are fighting for a power, for equality, for to be treated decently. So the pendulum swings the other way, that people like step on eggshells around that particular group because they don't want them to be offended, and they're afraid of offending, and they're afraid of doing the wrong thing. And then the pendulum swings.
You know what
back
makes that
medium.
Better? You know what makes that better? And you're right. People are afraid. If you misidentify somebody. Here's how we make this easy.
Yeah.
If that person says, actually, I identify as X, whatever that is. If they say it in a nice way.
Yep.
Say it in a nice way. Don't be judgy. Don't be scoldy. Just say, oh, listen, honestly, I identify as that. And as the person who misidentified, go, okay, I'm sorry. Going forward, I will identify you as boom. That's how we go.
That's the whole conversation.
That's really all it needs to be. Just respect each other. You don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. You don't have to understand it. Just let's respect anybody. I just had a conversation with this.
But when a minority is dictating over a norm of the majority, and you can't even question it.
Why are we questioning it? It doesn't affect us. Why question?
It affects us because it is a minority dictating what the majority, and the majority.
Wait, but what are they dictating? How they want to be identified?
Hold on.
But what are they dictating? How they prefer to be seen? I mean, they have that right.
How basically they're coming out and everything, they want to be on Playboy magazine.
Well, that's up to Playboy, Joe.
In the schools, and that's fine. But if you question it and question it like he's doing, and then you get hung out to dry.
No, he didn't question it, Joe. He didn't question it. He said, and I get what he's saying. He's like gender. He said gender is a real thing. I get that. Scientifically, it is. But again, is Dave Chappelle, and like I said, he can do the jokes. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. But do we need Dave Chappelle to be doing that? Like, to be sticking up for J.K. Rowling? Is that the best use of Dave Chappelle's power? And he owes nobody anything.
But a comic's job is to look at stuff and pull away the curtains. That's what he's doing.
But did he really do that?
Yes.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. I think he's punching. Like, if he was pulling away the curtains, he would. Because he does have transgender friends, from what I understand. There are people in his life. So, I mean, I would think if he really wanted to pull away the curtains and be productive, make jokes about those interactions. He could easily talk about, hey, I thought such and such, but this person lives this way and corrected such and such, and make jokes. He could easily turn that around to make himself the stupid one. That's another thing. That's another trait we do as comics.
Yeah.
We put the stupidity on ourselves. It's just a lot easier to make ourselves the moron in the story than to go, hey, you're the stupid one.
Right.
He can do things we can't do. Joe and I can't go into an audience and go, you're the stupid ones. We can't, because if so, we're going to have complaints.
You've done crowd work. You've told people they're stupid.
But I'm right. Well, Joe, their stupidity was affecting me. But listen, like I said, I'm not here saying Chappelle should be canceled. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying, as a comedian, and you will attest to this, Joe, if you punch down, you're going to get blowback. And that's what it is. We know that. It's like if you make fun of a handicapped person. You know, and I've had jokes where I punch down, mm-hmm. and I've kind of weeded them out over the years. I probably still have some.
Okay.
You know, it's just because then I just look and go, is this where I want to? But it's a personal choice. I don't think Chappelle should be canceled. I don't know if people need to be outraged at Dave Chappelle, because at the end of the day, he's just a comedian.
He's just a guy with an opinion. I mean, he's in a position of power, and especially for the, you know, LGBTQ plus community.
There's more letters. There's too many. There's
the
a lot of letters.
Soup
it's too much. It's
and
too
that's
much.
My point, how you look at it, like, you even smile at the LGBTQ plus. I mean, it gets to a point where,
Joe, it gets to the point, but it never gets to the point where I want to make somebody feel badly.
Yeah.
It never gets to, you know, it's fun to dick around here about the plus and enough, we get it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to make somebody who's trans or gay or plus, which I really don't know what it is, to be fair. I'm not going to make somebody.
See, now, if somebody heard that, because if they're the plus person, they're going to get upset.
I understand that, but the rest of it is, I'm not going to go. What I'm saying, my point with that all is, can't we just all put it under one umbrella? Listen, I'm Jewish. If you look at things, I'm under the white umbrella. You know, even though traditionally Jews are not always white, I am a white male. I'll tell you what, when we're marching Jews Will Not Replace Us, they don't think I'm white. I mean, but I'm under that umbrella. My point is, can't we simplify shit? All that being said.
No, you can't.
Fine.
On Anthony's show, he plays all these TikTok videos of these people that are coming up with all these ways that they want to be identified. That's like it's crazy.
But again, but again, Anthony is a comedic genius, I would say. What is Anthony really doing? He's punching down. And listen, I grew up on Opie and Anthony. Well, not grew up. I mean, I was older, but I used to love their show. I like Anthony. I know he's one of your. What's he doing though, Joe? What is he really doing? He's going after fucking TikTok and
How ridiculous it's gotten. Well, I identify as a trans plus, minus, not a cis, but plus. And you're supposed to sit there and go, mm-hmm.
No, you're not supposed to.
Ridiculous.
No, Joe, you're not supposed to. These people are sick. Anthony is seeking out these TikTok videos. Me, I'm blissfully ignorant to it. I'm not seeking it out because it doesn't affect me. I'm saying if I run into somebody like that and they say I identify as whatever they happen to identify, person to person, I'll go, okay, and I will do right by that person, and then I will go on with my life. I don't have to seek out TikTok videos because it affects me zero. It affects me nothing.
Well, here's the thing. You're talking. Consider the source. First of all, You're looking at TikTok, a vast wasteland of stupidity.
And tits.
Yeah, you know, this is not the place to go to seek out community leaders.
No, no.
Teachers. You and activists.
You seek out cute animals and tits.
And cute animals with tits.
Cute animals with tits, preferably. Yeah. Although I don't know how cute animals with tits identify.
I have confusing feelings. I don't know how to identify myself when I see a quokka with big breasts.
A quokka?
Quokka.
You watch every on TikTok. It's all I always say is hot chicks with shit music. I mean, you can watch the hot one chick do the ass dance, and the next thing you bring up is a hyena ripping the throat out of a zebra.
Yes, yes, and this is where your pal is mining for content. You made my point exactly. What is he doing?
If you're looking at somebody that are coming up with this inane things to identify with, to identify, you got to sit there and go, you got to be kidding.
Actually, but that's my point. Actually, I don't. I just don't have to look at it. I don't care.
I don't have to search for these people. In every community, there are wackadoos. So if you're going to look for the most extreme case of people, if you're going to look for people who are so individualistic that they have, like, I have created my own community of me and my stuffed animals.
That's a good way of putting it.
You can't say that's the norm. I mean, it's kind of a gross exaggeration when you take any group of people and refer to them as heterogeneous. You know, you're saying everyone in this group is exactly the same. No, it's a collection of individuals that have a commonality, but they're not all going to be the same. And if I was part of a movement, I certainly don't want people going to the edges of TikTok to find the speakers for my community. Fuck that noise.
But if you're going to be somebody, well, I've got something to say, and I'm going to post it out there for everybody to see. I'm a cis minus 2.0.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Let me tell you something. Yes, fine. But if simply posting something on social media and everybody would see it, we'd be a lot further along. Okay. let's move on.
I identify for the rest of the evening as a bumblebee.
Okay. Okay, buzz, and I, you can pollinate
buzz
whatever.
Buzz helix.
Okay, buzz helix. Just don't fucking pollinate on the furniture. All buzz. Right, let's. Let's. All right. So the next one I want, next person making headlines that I want to briefly talk about: John Gruden, the former former head coach of your Las Vegas Raiders.
I have missed
this. So John Gruden for like 7 years was sending off all these emails, and now this is when he was a football announcer for ESPN. He was doing Monday Night Football. Now he's the head coach of the Raiders.
Okay.
That were racist, misogynistic, anti-gay, anti-players who get concussions, all these anti-things. And he was the head coach of the Raiders, and he was all. He also came out against the commissioner, called him faggot. Whatever. Okay. And by the way, By the way, obviously he coaches African Americans, and he also did coach until he resigned the first openly homosexual active football player. So
awesome, boss.
All this comes out. He resigns, and people are going, "No, no." He got canceled. No, he didn't. He didn't get canceled. First of all, he resigned. Second of all, he was in a leadership position. He neutered himself. There's no way. When you are a head coach, football, these players are supposed to run through a wall for you. He is no leader. He can't lead men. And you know what? Nobody's going to want to do business with you. You can't be the face of an organization. Now, is it convenient that the NFL released certain emails? Absolutely, because apparently, like, the NFL and John Gruden have had an axe to grind with each other for a while, and all these emails came out, bye-bye John Gruden. That doesn't make it right. There were also people on the receiving end of those emails.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So pretty much the NFL's like, really? This is what we do now.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, this was a power play by Roger Goodell. Because he's like, all right, I got the shit on John Gruden. Now it's all going to come out. It doesn't excuse John Gruden. John Gruden can never coach football again. He can never be an analyst again. He did this to himself. And I put this on Facebook and Twitter. The only thing John Gruden can do now is run for office. Because apparently in politics, that's the only place where you can have such abhorrent things and it doesn't stick to you.
Right.
Every other aspect of society, whether it be your day program, Joe's day program, our nighttime gigs, whatever the hell it is, you can't do shit like that because nobody wants to do business with you.
Yeah.
So nobody canceled John Gruden. He did this shit to himself because the position that he has requires leadership, and if players are looking at you as racist and that you don't give a shit if they get concussions, which often leads to murder and suicide, and you're anti-gay and you're anti-women, you can't lead.
Yeah.
You can't lead. He did that to himself.
Yeah,
that's my take on
Now, how old are those emails? You said 7 years old.
Yeah, like 2011, like before he, like 2011 to 2018, something like that. It's in this millennium. It's like after he was the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he won a Super Bowl. By the way, they took him out. They announced he's out of their Ring of Honor. They want nothing to do with John Gruden anymore. And before he was the head coach of the Raiders. So he was working for ESPN doing Monday Night Football, calling NFL games. But you can't have that. Nobody wants to do business with you. And no matter what you think about the Raiders, here's what you need to know about the Raiders. Al Davis, who's the former owner, his son owns it now. Al Davis passed away. Hired the first African-American head coach in NFL history in Art Shell. He also hired the first female, I want to say CEO, but that might be wrong, maybe GM, high executive, a female of that position. So whatever you think about Raider Nation and the black and silver, and you see all the images of how they dress up like cosplay and shit like that, and the big bad Raiders, Al Davis was actually a fairly progressive guy when it comes to stuff like that. He was actually ahead of his time. So
I don't see how cosplay is a mark against them.
No, it's not, but it's just a little ridiculous when you see grown men. Rawr! Okay. Anyway, so John Gruden didn't get canceled. John Gruden canceled himself, and he did that to himself. The final thing on headlines today, Kyrie Irving. I don't expect you to know who that
Thank
is.
You.
Kyrie Irving is a mercurial basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets. He's one of the most talented guys I've ever seen play. I really like watching him play. So New York, the city of New York, put a vaccine mandate that if you're not vaccinated, you can't work in certain industries and whatnot. You can't if you're a home player and you're not vaccinated, you can't perform in the NBA. All the Knicks players are vaccinated. He's the only guy, I guess, on the Nets that's not. Also, L.A. and San Francisco have the same thing. So essentially, he would be able to play slightly less than half the games. Now, a visiting player can come here and not be vaccinated and play. But for the players that live here, can't do that. So Kyrie Irving, will he get the vaccine? Won't he get the vaccine? What are the Nets going to do? Are they going to let him play half the games? The Nets finally said, fuck it, dude. You know what? Until you can play all the games, you can't play. Now, they still have to pay him for the road games, because he would be eligible for those. So Kyrie Irving's still going to make about $10, $20 million for doing nothing this year. We should all be those fortunate. And Kyrie Irving is not a stupid person, although he's a flat earther. Kyrie Irving, by all accounts.
That cannot all be in the same sentence.
He does like a lot of good things. He does a lot of charitable things. He's a very weird dude.
So maybe he's a nice person, but you can't say he's not a stupid person, he's a flat earther.
All right, maybe. Okay.
Draw the line.
Let's see. I'll say science and him are not friends.
Thank you. Not so sciencey.
Okay. So, you know what? The Nets are my team. They usually suck. They're supposed to win a championship, which is why all this shit's happening now. But you know what? Listen, man, it's the rules of the it's the government, man. What are you going to do? It's the rules of the city.
That's his choice. It's all about your choice.
Yeah.
That's his choice.
And he's not being forced to get vaccinated. The Nets just made a choice. Okay. So that's what, there's not much to say about it, but that, those are the three celebrity headlines. Now on to my personal shit. So last week we missed the show because I was going to a wedding. So Joe texted me on Monday that it sucks I can't watch the Yankees and Red Sox playoff game, although we didn't know the outcome of that time.
if I can interrupt for 1 second, I was at the day program, and you were talking about, you know, you go, yeah, well, they're going to have the one-off playoff game. And I'm like, holy shit, that's tomorrow night. I even said at the day program, I go, Davin's supposed to be at a wedding, and he's a Major League Yankee fan. I gotta see how he's gonna figure this out.
Joe's like, I have to poke the beast.
let me remind him what he doesn't get to see. That always goes over well with Davin.
So I told Joe how I was handling this, but Pip doesn't know.
No.
So how do you think I handled wedding, baseball, playoff game at the same time?
Did they have the TV on in the bar?
They did not.
Oh.
Ah, shit. Usually that's your go-to. That's what's gotten me by on weddings.
Yeah, usually a lifesaver. Did you get run out to the car and listen on the radio?
I have Slingbox, baby. I watched it on my phone. Now, we had this discussion on Sunday night at my house. My wife, my mother-in-law, who's here to see her granddaughter get married, and myself. And I brought up Joe's maybe Joe texted me. No, I had the conversation before Joe texted me. I said, I'm watching the game. What do you mean you're watching the game? I got Slingbox. I'm going to watch it on my phone. Hey, you're not going to watch it. I go, I'm not going to watch it during the ceremony because that would be crazy. Now, the ceremony was supposed to start at 7 and first pitch was supposed to be slightly after 8. So I'm not completely altruistic. But I really wasn't going to watch during the ceremony.
Right.
But after that, all bets are off. So my wife's like, well, then I'm just gonna find some young guys and have fun. I go, all right, go have it. Knock yourself out. Although, I said, if they're real men, they'll be watching the game too.
that cracked me up. I'll find some. Oh, fine. Go.
Yeah, what did I give you? I drove. We're good.
I can't believe it's like that was a threat.
Yeah, it did not land.
No.
All right, so I'm guessing you guys do not feel it's bad form to watch a sporting event during an engagement such as a wedding?
If you were the father of the bride, I would slice you up into little pieces and bury you in the backyard of the place that they were holding the ceremony at.
If you're watching it at the table.
Yeah.
That ain't right. You got to sneak off.
Oh, no, no. No, no. I was watching at the table. There's so much downtime at the wedding.
You got to keep the phone down.
No, 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 no. The phone was propped up. Who am I talking to?
Nobody.
I'm not talking to anybody.
You really don't want to talk
And really, you guys have been with me in public settings. I'm not much of a conversationalist.
No, you don't. No. There's something about being in public and not being on the stage.
Yeah. And
that
actually,
you right up.
And actually, I'm actually doing everybody a favor. There's less chance of me saying something inappropriate.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's kind of like a kid on a long journey. You give him a toy to play with in the back of the minivan.
Yeah, that's me.
Good plan.
So my friend texted me during the ceremony. I told him I couldn't watch because I'm at a wedding. He asked if I wanted him to keep me in the loop of the game. I said, yeah. So now I can get texts during the ceremony. What? No?
No.
Well, I was getting texts during the ceremony.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm not involved. It's good. My daughter's involved. I'm not involved.
If you had it on mute.
Yes, of course. I'm not a cad. No vibrate.
It's not buzzing.
No buzzing. No complete mute. Now, I also asked him if he wanted me to keep him in the loop of the wedding. And he said yes. So I...
Here comes a bouquet.
So as he's firing off, you know, updates about the ball game, I am firing off updates about the ceremony.
Oh, the train of the dress is lovely.
No, I did not say that. So he said yes. So here were some of my texts. I thought you guys would enjoy it. I go, it started to rain, but they're playing through. I said, the rabbi killed it. Rabbi, very entertaining.
Yeah,
good delivery, good timing. This rabbi, very good, very impressive. I rabbi killed it, really rose to the occasion. I said, father of the groom, extremely off key, unforced error. Because he's like singing and carrying on, and then they try to do musical accompaniment behind him, and he can't get, he's like me trying to sing.
Oh,
like, it's not going to work. You got to stay in your lane. And then finally, my glass is broken, solid crunch.
Going back for a second dive at, it's not that hard to break glass under a piece of material. Come on.
No. So that was, you know, it was a nice wedding. Although I will say the band, very loud, drove people out of the room. And that's, I was saying, I see Megadeth, I go to concerts, you know, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, and everything. It's not like I'm a pussy when it comes to this shit.
Right.
It's like, I know.
You're saying the wedding band was louder than Megadeth?
Yes! It hurt your ears. People were leaving out.
Wow.
And the bride and the groom had not arrived. It was like over an hour between the ceremony and when they showed up. I was, and it was, but I watched it outside. But my mother-in-law actually goes up to him and goes, "Can you turn it down? You guys are very loud." They did not acquiesce.
What? Oh, bad.
But when you see people,
bad form
for her,
for the band.
Oh well, yeah, it's like enough and bad mic technique, and then I will move on. We all have performed on the mic. You know, when you were going to get loud, you move the microphone away. That, like when I'm screaming at the audience, and they give me many causes to, I move the microphone away. Sometimes I'll put the microphone by my side. Joe sings, you know, he did backup singing. If he's going to wail, he will back off the mic, because usually it's attached to something, because he's at the keyboard.
Especially if you open your mouth really big, because you're creating this cavity.
Yeah, you can't be eating the mic if you're going to wail.
No.
So, very, very disappointing. There, but all right, lovely wedding. My niece's married. Mazel tov tar. Okay,
I gotta tell you, watching the game that night.
Oh, please don't.
It's like I was gonna text you, and I'm like, the way that game turned out, and you and I have been, we're good friends, really close. We've been very vicious to each other. We've seen it on this show. I didn't have the balls to write you. I think you were through and have been through enough just watching this.
Well, I posted on social media, which Joe actually liked. I said the glass at the wedding that got broken was tougher than Garrett Cole tonight.
It was
not very good.
By
all
the
right.
way, we have both Lisas, one eye and two eye,
well,
in the chat tonight.
So I say, what's up, Lisa Three Eye? I'm combining them.
Very nice.
Yes.
And Lisa Two Eye said, as long as you wear an earpiece, it's okay with me.
As far as what?
You wear an earpiece watching a game.
Yeah, you know what? I think, and you know, there's certainly been a number of events where you guys brought up where you watch at the bar.
Yeah.
Also, back in the day, they had like something like Sports Phone before we all had internet access where you call up a phone number to get updates of the scores. Yeah, I mean,
there's ways.
I'm not bothering anybody at the table.
No.
No.
No. As long as you're not like sitting in another room for the entire festivities and you're not like at the main table supposed to be, oh, we had to drag him away from his damn sports game so I could do the toast.
I was not needed.
I got in trouble at, you know, weddings because like Joanna Grabby, it's first dance. And I go, and it's first down.
No, I mean, I wasn't carrying on like son of a bitch. I wasn't doing that shit.
Right.
I was very quiet, very, very respectful as I was not paying attention. But in my defense, there wasn't much to pay attention to, either the ball game or the wedding. Okay, we move on. The little real estate update here. All right, and then it's gonna transfer into a rant, possibly a rant. So the home inspector did not go on the roof. Our home inspector did not go on the roof.
Why? The hell not?
It's a fucking damn good question. So what happened was, the home inspector, I guess, has his long stick and takes pictures. So he did it that way.
Did your roof with a selfie stick?
Well, that's a selfie stick adjacent. Yeah. And I guess some use drones. He didn't use a drone either. So he's like, oh, there's these discolored ones. They're missing. They're missing. And the seller's like, no, they're not missing. We just had them replaced. They're a different color. And then he's like, oh, well, I don't really know. It's like, dude, you have to go up.
Up.
So he didn't go up. But now the roof wasn't leaking. So even if shit, there's only so much you can do. Like, the roof is very old. I think it's the original roof.
It still is important because my guy went on the roof and he said, look, the roof is good for you. You're going to need a roof in about 3 years. So with that knowing, I kind of figured the price of stuff like that. I had a roof put on like 3 months after I moved in.
Well, I'm figuring we're going to have to replace the roof. Hopefully, like a lot of it will get damaged in a storm, and insurance can cover it.
Yeah,
you know that, but it's not leaking, so there's nothing we can get from the seller.
Yeah.
If it was leaking, then you could go back to the seller. You got to get this fixed. All right, so we go to sign the contracts. Last last week. Might have been last Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
We'll go to sign the contract. Sign on the door says, must wear a mask to our attorney in town here. I didn't have one on me. It was in the car. I walk in. I said, I can prove I'm vaccinated. Nope. Office policy, you have to wear a mask. She's the only one in there. It's us and her. So now I got to go back and get the fucking mask. And, it's hot. I'm wearing the mask and everything. It's not pleasant. I don't understand this. I'm going to get into a little bit more in just a second. You told me I had to get vaccinated. If I got vaccinated, good things were going to happen. Now you're telling me that's not enough. And there's no children. I understand when there's small kids around. I understand when there's immunocompromised. Don't fucking shake your head like me like a fucking liberal. You fucking bumblebee, you. Don't you fucking do that.
Buzz!
See, I'm still respecting how you want to be identified.
Thank you.
I think he's just sitting back to show the Fragile Sky shirt. That's what I think. I guess Fragile Sky will be associated with the awful things we say, but his day program won't be. Anyway, so whatever. So it's uncomfortable. I'm getting word that the realtor says today there was actually some signing of contracts. So I might be under contract right now at this very moment.
Oh.
So my wife is very excited about that. All right. So Friday, my wife had Broadway tickets for herself, her sister, her mother, and my daughter.
Mm.
I was never included in this. I didn't want to be included about this.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say things that are going to hurt.
Yeah, that sounds like a party.
I'm going to say things that Pip might find a little bit abhorrent, but I don't give a shit. I'm not a Broadway guy. I've gone to a good amount of shows. It's almost never because I want to go. I'm usually going because...
But that's a woman's day out.
Yeah, or people who identify with plus symbols. I'm usually going because other people want me to go, or I'm getting a gift for someone. I don't hate it. I don't hate Broadway. I'm happier at home. My chair is more like I watched Hamilton on Disney Plus. Very enjoyable. Yeah. Much more enjoyable on my TV and Disney Plus than if I would have been squeezed into a little chair after having to pay tolls and parking and all the mishigas that goes with it. So,
you thought this was hurt my feelings?
No, because I know you're a theater person.
Well, but I would rather watch it on TV at home,
okay,
too.
All right, good. Fine. Now you say, well, you go into the city for work. Yeah, I'm doing those things for my career. I'm going to a baseball game. Yeah, I enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody, hey, you want to go to a Broadway show with me and you have nobody else to go with and you really want to go as a pal, I'll do that. But, you know. So my daughter's friend is flying in from Arizona this past weekend, and it's homecoming weekend, and there's a bonfire Friday night. My daughter decides she doesn't want to go to the show. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. I say I'll go. I say I'll go to the show. I don't really need to go to the show. I say I'll go to the show. Now, my sister-in-law has a rental car, but it's a large truck. My wife doesn't want to drive the new car into the city. And the old car at that time wasn't working. It's working now. Of course it wasn't. Because why would it?
The car didn't want to go.
No, a car didn't. If I go, I'll drive. My car's 12 years old in September. This past September. So now my daughter's having trouble finding a ride to the bonfire. So now, potentially, her friend flew in from Arizona, and she's potentially stuck at home doing nothing. So Friday comes, and I'm saying, has she found a ride? Friday comes, and I'm tired, and I don't really feel like going, but I'm still going to go. But my daughter still can't find a ride. So I'm getting ready to go, and I ask my wife if I have to wear a mask inside for the whole show. Yes. Okay. Now, here are Broadway rules. Broadway rules, you can't get in there without vaccination. If you're a child, you have to have, like within 24 hours, like a negative test. But like adults, you can't even get in to the show without vaccination. And you're going to wait, make me wear a mask? No. I'm out. And we're going to... You gotta stop with this shit. This is what pisses off rational people. And I was advocating the masks before we had the vaccine. Don't tell me we're going to get back to fucking normal if we all get vaccinated, and don't tell me, well, you have to be vaccinated to get in. A lot of people would be against that. We've talked about that. We're all like, it's a private business. They can do whatever they want. The rules are, I have to be vaccinated to go to your show. Fine. If we're all vaccinated, we're all playing by the same rules, why do I got to wear a fucking mask? I don't want to wear a mask and sit there for 2+ hours because it's uncomfortable. I did it for 1+ year. I did what I was supposed to do. Now, if I'm around small children and it's 2 hours, I'm going to wear the fucking mask, not for my own protection, for them. But everybody else in this show, they all have the same protection. Don't tell me I got to wear a fecocta mask. So I'm out. I'm out. Now, the wife is pissed off. But I'm like, you know what? No, I don't want to go. I drove my, now the wife's pissed because she doesn't have the ride, so they took a bus in, which was up for grabs anyway.
Okay.
So my daughter couldn't get a ride to the bonfire, so I wound up taking her to the bonfire.
Okay.
It wasn't.
All right, good.
So it worked.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
You want to know something? You know what? You want to know something? Even with the band, I don't want to name the venue, but the band played out last week, and the thing about it was there was a mandate for a mask. You had to be vaccinated. There was a whole band argument that about it, blah, 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 blah. You know, my drummer got his vaccination. But we go do the gig. We weren't even asked if we were vaccinated. We didn't even wear a mask. My bass player, Jason, wore a mask because that's the way he feels. You know, Michael wasn't thrilled about it, but nonetheless. But however, nobody at the venue required any proof of vaccination or to wear a mask when it was part of the deal to go do the gig. So I, you know, even if they enforce it, it's very, you know, catch.
Well, Broadway's enforcing it. Broadway. My point is this: you're going to lose people. You're going to lose the moderate people,
yeah,
which I consider myself to be. I consider myself moderate, and we always talk about, you know, you got to trust the science, and I've advocated for that on both sides of it. If you're telling me the vaccine is the best protection, and you're telling me everybody in here is vaccinated, I'm willing to take that minuscule risk that there's breakthrough, because everything's a fucking risk. This was never, ever meant to be 100% you can't get sick. It was never guaranteed that. I'm willing to take the risk. So I think they're going to lose people. I think they're going to lose casual people. I know people are very excited that Broadway's back, but I think, you know, the casual tourist, which they rely on, the casual person, they're going to go, wait a second. First of all, people are going to bristle about having to be vaccinated. They're going to be that's one contingent. But then they're going to go, wait a minute, I'm vaccinated and I have to wear a mask? Fucking, I'm out. I'll go to a Knicks game, you know, where I just have to show I'm vaccinated and I don't have to wear a mask. It's too much. They got to back off. So was I a bad guy for bailing on my wife, or was I a good guy for taking my daughter?
You were a good guy for taking your daughter.
I mean, I think that it worked out for everybody. I mean, your wife had company.
Yes.
You know?
Better company than me.
I mean, it's not like she was going alone.
Oh, yeah, that's
alone,
different. Yes, that's
that. With a whole other story.
Right, that was not the
case.
She
had company.
But still, it's like, yeah, the girls could have gone, you know, went and had a lovely time. For a teenage girl, something like a bonfire is a big thing. And for her not to be able to get a ride to it, you know, it really, really been upsetting. So for you to drive was really cool. I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, it was good for her to have a ride and be able to see her friend who came out all the way from Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, no, I think it worked out good.
Now,
for
I think it worked out for everybody, but this way, my wife said it's one of her favorite shows, one of the best shows. It's very well. And they couldn't sell my ticket, so they went to the box. I was can't sell. So what Broadway's doing, kudos to them, they understand what's going on with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you can use this ticket at a future show. So I told my wife, when they stop with the mask stuff, I will go and see this show with her. So she'll get to see it a second time. We'll have a ticket. We'll have a nice night. It's
win,
fun.
Win.
Yeah, I think it's
Everything worked out well.
All right.
Yeah.
Nope.
The final thing, I started with comedy. I'm going to end with comedy, although many would say I don't usually do any of that stuff. So I posted about this on social media. I had a show last week, 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. A couple weeks ago. So I know I've evolved as a performer, and probably in a bad way. So I do a show, and I posted this on social media, so you guys might be familiar with it, but I'll tell everybody. So I do a show. I'm closing out one of my venues. Great show. Great show. Everybody does well. I had a really good set. So an older woman's coming by, and she goes, oh, you were so funny. But that one joke about Michael J. Fox wasn't funny. I said, no, it was funny. She goes, no, it wasn't funny. I said, no, if I tell it, it's funny. Now, Pip, you're shocked. And you know what? Many a time, you know, we pout our ass. Although years ago, a woman got upset by a diabetes joke, and I lied and said, I got diabetes too. You want to share a needle? So, which I don't have diabetes, but so I'm not that quick to pout of the ass.
Right, right.
But if I'm doing the joke, if everybody laughs, the joke is funny.
Yes.
Now, what she should have said, what the proper critique was, I thought that joke was in poor taste. She may have a point there. Because I'm thinking about the...
Were you punching down on that joke?
Well, I've been thinking about that, Joe. I don't know, because Michael J. Fox is clearly at a different level than I am. So, he's a big celebrity.
Right, but so here's about his illness.
It is about the illness. So I do a series of things, you know, Brave is buh-buh-buh-buh-buh. Brave is buh-buh-buh. So the Michael J. Fox one, the last one is, I go, Brave is holding the cup for Michael J. Fox to take a piss test. See, Pip's laughing, and she's a good person, kind of. She's a good person to Jace. And then they're like, ooh. Then I'll go, all right, Brave is telling that joke on such and such night, you know, here. Then, and they'll laugh at that. I'll go, all right, folks. I apologize. I realized that joke was a little shaky.
Good.
Yeah, so, yes.
You weren't punching.
No.
I'm not making fun of... It's not, you know...
It's the reality of his situation now.
I could see somebody saying, that's in poor taste. And I'm willing to entertain that. I go, okay, I could see you saying that. But don't tell me it's not funny. When the room full of people are laughing, and this is how we as comics, because we're going to have people complain to us. Mm-hmm. We have to be willing to say a joke is funny. Now, if nobody fucking laughs, it wasn't fucking funny that night, even though it's been funny every other place. And we all have those nights. It happens. We're not impervious. But if everybody's laughing, and a couple of people or one person is going to come to me and go, that's not funny... It is, and people have shouted it out to me, you know, during various things. That's not funny. I go, look around, people laughing. That's how you know. Yeah. That's the clue.
That's how funny works.
This is how funny works. And I've talked about, like, how I've talked people down. I go, listen, you don't have to like that joke. It's okay. There'll be other stuff coming for you. Stick with me.
I've heard you say that.
Right. So I think as performers, and I guess to tie it into the Chappelle thing, it's not a matter of, it's not funny. If people are laughing, now with Chappelle, he's on a different level. When you get to be a famous comic, people just laugh because you're famous.
Yeah, there's so, some of that.
Let's take that out of it.
That's not true, because basically, and any celebrity will tell you that comes out and do stand-up, you know, Kevin James even says when he comes by the governors and do a spot, you know, you've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we don't have 5 minutes, Joe. Joe, we don't have 5 minutes. We have 30 seconds. There's a difference. That you get a.
Yeah, but like I said, with a celebrity, you know, they'll have the celebrity. Yeah, they will. But after a certain point, you better get down to business.
Right. But I'm saying Chappelle has given these people enough where they're going to laugh at his trans jokes, whereas they might not even laugh at ours, and it might be the same fucking joke. That's all. But whatever. The point is, if people are laughing, it is funny. Comics, we need to stand by that. We, at the end of the show, when people are coming up, we need to say, no, it is funny. That's the one thing we have. If people want to say they don't like a joke, you go, okay, it's subjective. But don't, if they say it's not funny and you got laughs, no, it's funny. We need to stop powdering their asses. And Joe, like, you know, Joe was just saying how people want to control everything.
Right.
This is one way where we could take the stand. We go, no, the joke is funny. People laugh. You don't have to like
it. I was at the club one night, and I did that joke about Trump tweeting with Kim Jong-un. And I go into the joke, and this one guy, and he's a middle-aged guy, looks like, you know, a conservative guy. We go, enough. I don't want to hear any more Trump jokes. I want to hear comedy.
Wait a minute. Were you doing my act?
No. I want to hear comedy. And then I said, what concerns me more is why you wore your pajama tops here. You know, that's the one thing. But people coming out at the meet and greet said, yeah, that guy was an asshole, blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to meet with him to find out what side of the aisle he was on.
Yeah.
Because I'm back in the green room, and he's like, well, was he a Democrat? I go, I don't know.
Hold on. Let me tell you from experience. He was a Trump supporter. He was a Trump supporter. Anybody who bitches about Trump jokes, there's been a period of 4 years where I had a whole shitload of them, and I did them all over the place. And most of the times it went well, but whenever people complained, it was never a liberal going, "No, we can't hear his name." It was a Trump supporter. Show some respect.
Still, even if it was, I'm a Trump. I'm a conservative. I voted for Trump twice. And I go, but still, you gotta tease it a little bit. Relax.
You gotta see the humor.
They don't though. How many times have we? They suck as all. Not all of them, but as far as political comedy goes, never. And I've said it many times, and I'm not going to go through it all. I've made fun of everybody from Clinton to Trump and everybody in between. More conservatives, but I had jokes about liberals too. No worse audience member than a Trump audience member.
Well, I think the reason why, and this is just an observation, I'm not taking a stand on it, but I think in their view is that they feel that Trump gets shitted on all the time by the media, you know, the internet and stuff like that.
Because Donald Trump just stands there and takes it. He never shits on anybody. He never tries to get a laugh at anybody else's expense. I mean, the poor guy's a victim. I mean, stop it. I understand what you're saying, but it's ridiculous.
Right, and I don't agree with it. I'm like, well, I'm a comic. I'm pulling, you know, I don't give a shit who I stand for. If there's a certain situation, I'm pulling the fucking curtains away.
Right.
You know, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican, you know.
Look, because it's a
so
fucking... Because it's a cult.
Biden stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, the Biden's giving us stuff now. Good for Joe. Biden. Not necessarily good for the country, but good for Biden. these people, their identity is a Trump supporter. That is their identity now. Yeah. I voted for Trump. You never saw this before. I voted for Reagan. Okay, good for you. I voted for Bush. Okay, good. No, I voted for Trump. Don't blame me. I'm a Trump supporter. Like I have on that show. I was doing a couple of Trump jokes, and I got Biden jokes in there, and I've cut down on the Trump stuff because he's not the guy anymore. So I was doing it like I did a Trump joke or two, and one of the guys in the back, I go, relax. I'll tickle your truck nuts after the show.
What'd he do?
He fucking laughed, but like a little bit is, oh, I love this guy. Because I'll tell them, because it's always the Trump support. Oh, I go, relax. It's not a fucking rally. Calm down. Because I'm not entertaining it. I'm not entertaining it. And up here where Joe played a couple of weeks ago, next town over,
yeah.
I had somebody go, oh, wrong. I was doing a Trump. Oh, wrong crowd. I go, no, right crowd, my crowd. Let's go. Stop it. I'm not entertaining it anymore. That's what I'm saying. As comics, we have to stick up for ourselves. So I'm not going to come down that hard on Chappelle for sticking up for himself. I'm just saying he's not the fucking hero here.
Even though sometimes you have to have a conviction behind your material, because there was one, I was doing a show actually a couple of miles down the road, which is, African American area, and I was doing a joke, and one woman said, well, that's not, you know, what you said is not right, what you said. She said something to the effect, well, that's not right. And I explained it and said, and that's exactly the reason why we need to speak out. And I got an applause break on it. So that's the conviction of your material.
And then Joe came on our show and spoke against that point. Joe was saying the problem with these people here on our show, but when his ass is in the fire, he's got to stick up for the joke and get out of there alive. I understand.
No. But you have to have a point to it. That's why, like when that guy said, "Oh, enough of this. I want to hear comedy," and then I immediately went, you know, to why he's wearing pajama tops and stuff like that. You know, I could sit there and I could defend. Like I said, I wanted to have a quick chat with him at the meet and greet to find out what side of the aisle are you on.
No, I don't want to talk to any of these people. I talk to people. If you're going to yell out shit, and they're always the one that want to chat after the show, I don't want to talk to you. It's not appropriate for in a room of 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, for you to think that your opinion matters. It only matters to the effect that you laugh or you don't laugh. That's as much as it matters. And if you don't laugh, that sucks. And it's probably going to annoy me. That will annoy me more. That will annoy me. That will get me thinking more. The one person who doesn't laugh, then if you yell out, because now you're a fucking target.
Have you been in a crowded room and you destroyed and there's one son of a bitch there that's not laughing?
Yes.
And he's on your mind the whole fucking fucking way home?
Yes. That's what I'm telling the audience. If you want to unnerve a comic and show your dismay, don't fucking laugh. Nothing will get in our head more than that.
We're such needy assholes.
Sure.
It's got to be everybody in the fucking...
Every performer.
It's like we're
asshole.
President. It's like we're president. That's the type of needy assholes we are. Except slightly more competent. Pick your party.
Slightly. Every performer's a needy asshole. I was singing with my Mr. Helix's band one time, and there was one person that was looking at me with a stone face. And instead of looking at, like, you know, happy people enjoying themselves and enjoying the band, I'm looking at this bitch and going, what?
That's always the challenge. So my message to comics are, stick by what you say is funny. My message to audiences, don't yell shit at us, just don't laugh. You want to get your point across?
You'll enjoy this. We like I said, we did that gig, and it was, you know, it wasn't a packed house. You know, maybe about 10, 12 people and stuff like that. So we did a remake.
Well, Joe, what was it, a studio apartment? Because then it might have been a packed house.
There you go. That's just the way it was. So we do a remake of Eleanor Rigby, which really is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we get done playing it, and we end the tune, and nobody claps.
Oh.
And it was like a Spinal Tap moment. So about maybe a couple of minutes later when we finished, it was like on the second to last song. So we're packing up and this one guy goes, "No, Eleanor Rigby sounded great." I go, no, you hurt our feelings. Too late.
That was the comic in Joe.
That
certainly was not the musician. That was not the keyboardist. That was the comic going, fuck you. I don't need your applause now.
Yeah, it's like, no.
And that's the funny thing. A musician, because I'm also a comedian, a musician would have said, oh, thanks, man. But that comic in me, you know, I had to go there. I was like, no, you didn't clap. You hurt our feelings.
Yeah, it's like, look, no nuts. When everybody else stood there silently, if you liked it, you should have clapped. But no.
Nobody wants to be
the only person enjoying something.
That's why I respect when I'm doing a joke that usually does well and one person claps. It's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we have one person like this.
Yeah.
But we got to stop.
The funny thing about it is if I felt that I didn't like the arrangement or it's like nobody clapped, well, we shouldn't be doing the tune. In rehearsal, I mean, we all, and I felt this, I feel this, and I think still, you know, I feel the same way as the guy. That song really sounds good. And I figured we got to, you know, go to applaud, and then they didn't stop. And we were laughing because nobody applauded. And it's like, we really feel a good teammate of it, you know? So,
maybe they just don't like the Beatles.
Kind of funny.
They just don't like the
that
Beatles.
That was really bizarre.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So now that the audience has been schooled on how to behave properly,
yes.
I feel our work here is done. I'm not a heel for not taking my wife to Broadway.
No, I don't think so.
No. But Broadway, fucking stop. Enough. And that's the shit that pisses the moderates off, let alone the other people. The fucking moderates go, enough. You're fucking overkill.
If you're making everybody get the vaccines and everybody has to prove it to get in, the mask is overkill.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I'm glad you agree with me.
I do.
I thought I was going to get lib buzzed.
No.
All right. Let's take
out. Well, you figured you would get it from her, not me. I'm like, yeah, all right, finally, yeah.
No, well, I mean, I know you like to paint me as like a snowflake. I know you like to do that when you go on your rants, but I'm actually pretty fucking moderate. I
have to concede this first segment, you've been very unsnowflake.
I'm never snowflake. I'm never. I'm more of a dipping dot. I'm the comedy of the future. All right.
Dipping dot.
The ice cream of the future. All right. Let's take our first musical break. We have Leon, and Bizet with La Familia, and Tanoki with It Has Begun. Now, you can learn more about Leon and Bizet at khb-music.de, and you can learn more about Tanoki at fluttertone.com. So I definitely encourage you guys to do that. When we come back, we'll start with some School of Fools. Sit down and behave yourselves. Am I being racist when I say that to you? We'll discuss that and much more.